Joining us right now to get ready for Hawks season live for Media Day is Hawks point guard Trey Young. Trey, how are you?
What up, Trey?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good, man.
Outstanding.
Good, man. Haven't had the chance to catch up in quite a while. A lot has happened since the last time we talked. Certainly a big offseason. How do you feel like, just with everything that's changed over the last couple of years, obviously you've been here through all of it, how do you feel like the culture of this team has shifted?
I think we'll see. During the season. But from the off-season workouts, I mean, they've been great, to be honest with you. They've just been just great vibes, just great energy. Obviously, we got a lot of young guys, but we got to make sure some vets too, some new vets with some good energy, and it's just been great. But all that's going to turn out. We're gonna see how it all translates during the season.
Trey, how do you view yourself? Because you just said young guys and vets. You look, because you're still a young player, but yet you've been in the league long. How do you view yourself as far as the structure, as far as veteran and young guys?
I see myself as both.
Okay.
I see myself as a vet, but I'm still a young player in this league that still has a long ways to go. But I mean, yeah, I've played a lot of games and seen a lot and been through a lot, so I obviously have a lot of experience too. So I'm not a fresh rookie or mm-hmm. anything like that, or somebody new. So, So I know I can give a lot of these young guys some tips and things like that on how to be ready each and every night.
One of the young guys being the number one pick, Zachary Risacher, I saw you've been imparting wisdom, including college football, which is great. Was that the first game he's ever been to?
Yeah, that was his first college football game, football game he's ever been to. Yeah.
What did he think?
He thought he should stay with basketball.
Really?
Stick with basketball. So that was a good thing. So I'm happy I was able to take him to one.
How has it been doing? I know today is the first day of training camp and everything like that, but I'm sure you guys have had some runs and everything. How has it been with that as far as y'all trying to get some chemistry on the court, just actually just going out there and playing ball?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been really good. We've definitely been into some runs and been in different situations already. We've been working out these last few weeks here. So it's been good. I mean, for me, I want him to not feel the pressure of a normal number one pick when they come in with all the expectations that a number one pick has, and they don't necessarily perform to their standards. And I just want him to not feel that pressure. So I want him to come in, feel relaxed, and just be himself, because he has a lot of talent, a lot of skill. But he's going to be 19 throughout the whole year. So that's a young player. But he has a lot of skill that we can bring it out of him too.
Well, most number one picks don't get drafted onto a team that has a guy like you. That's just the reality of it. Most number one picks get drafted by teams that don't have franchise players, and that's why they had the pick that they had. One thing we know about you and about players like you is in the offseason, it's always an attempt to add something. Maybe I needed to do this. Maybe I needed to improve upon that. What were some of the things that you were looking to add to the repertoire this offseason?
For me, it's just for me, as I get older, I just want to continue to make sure my body is straight, continue to make sure my body is durable. So, yeah, I'm still young, but I've played a lot of games. So I know what a long season can do to you. And I know how to make sure your body is in the right shape, stamina going into the season. So for me, it's more about those things. It's hard for me to go add some more new moves or certain things like that. So for me, it's about fine-tuning what I'm already good at and making sure that continues to get better, and then making sure my body is continuing to be durable enough to play through a full season, because I pride myself on playing and not watching. So it hurt watching a lot of games last year.
Sure.
So that's more what I was focused on.
You got another teammate. I know obviously the first overall pick is a big deal, but you got another running mate in the backcourt, Dyson Daniels. We don't know a lot about him. We got to see a lot of him in the Olympics and watch how he was playing for his home country. What have you, cause obviously you played against him before, but what have you learned so far about being on the same team with him now?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think he's going to bring a lot to our team. I mean, I know he is. For me, it's just about how can I help him, show his offensive skills and make it easy for him offensively. Because defensively, it's not going to be a problem. He's going to fit in and stand out every game and every possession that he's on the court. It's about the the other side that a lot of people have questions on, and that's where I'm here to help him and make it easier for him, because he can play, he can score, he can make open shots, he can get out in transition and run, and he'll dunk on you too. But you just got to have a PG who can get him the ball and get him in the right positions on offense and make it easier for him. So that's where I can come in and help him, and I feel like he's going to have a great, great year, and a lot of people are going to, think he's having a breakout year and all these things. It's really just him giving a certain opportunity in a different place, mm-hmm. and I'm looking forward to seeing him flourish.
Hawks guard Trey Young joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy live from Hawks Media Day as the NBA schedule or NBA season's right around the corner. Believe it or not,
yeah,
with a million things going on, NBA's right around the corner. Another guy we saw take a jump over the last couple of years, certainly last year, dealt with a little bit of injuries, but Jalen Johnson shows flashes of really excellent basketball. What do you expect from him this year? As I don't know if I'm going too far saying he's kind of the number two, but what do you expect from him this year?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I just expect him to show just more improvement. I don't even necessarily know what year you can say it is for him, because he came in and was injured and didn't get to play very much and all these things. For me, it's more about year two, it feels like. So for me, just wanting to see him just be out there on the court more. I pray he's healthy throughout the whole season, because anytime he's out there on the court, he just makes us better. And anytime he's not, that's a big void and a big hole that we're missing. So we need him out on the court for us this year, because he's going to obviously like you said, whatever number 2, 3, 4 he is for us, he's a big piece for us. So we need him there, and that's all I'm counting on.
Trey, we appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thank
you. Stay safe, stay healthy, brother.
All right, y'all. I'll see y'all.